This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Lawmakers in the South Carolina Senate approved a measure yesterday to remove the Confederate battle flag from their state capitol grounds. The conflict over the flag came to the forefront after 21-year-old Dylan Roof allegedly shot and killed 9 members of an historically African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina, last month during a Bible study. Photos of Roof with the Confederate flag and racist writings were later found on his website, igniting the outcry from community members who want the flag removed. They call the flag a cultural icon of racism. While the Senate vote is only the first step in the legal procedure to remove the symbol, the battle in South Carolina has leaked into national headlines. But in West Virginia, there's been little discussion of the issue. The only state born out of the Civil War, West Virginia aligned itself with the Union. But we've all heard the stories of families who had members fighting on both sides. No Confederate flag flies at our state capitol, but the flag was once a symbol of pride for a small town in Wyoming County. Mullins once regarded the flag not necessarily as the symbol of racism as it's commonly seen today, but as a symbol of school pride. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Jessica Lilly was once a Mullins High School rebel. She sat down with one of the few African-American classmates she had at the school, Angela Asbury, to discuss her feelings about not just cheering for, but also playing for a team with the rebel mascot.
But it didn't really bother me too much. I didn't think much about it. But where it when it really hit home and it had me start thinking about it is when, you know, I played basketball for Mullins, the Rebels, Rebelettes. And we was in high school. We went to a game. I believe it was in Welch. And I went outside to go get my headphones off the bus. And, you know, a few of the black kids there approached me about it. And, you know, they were teasing me and saying, how could you play ball for a school like that, waving that flag, and it's representing racism and, you know, a bunch of stuff like that. And it didn't click until then. It didn't bother me that they were saying it. It just, you know, it confused me because I never really thought too much about it. And, you know, as I got older, I educated myself about it and I learned, you know, more about it. And even after learning what I do know now about it, being a Confederate flag representing, you know, the South, want to keep slavery and its history and stuff. And even today, people up here wave it. You see it everywhere. And although I guess West Virginia wasn't a Confederate state, but it is what it is. You hear people saying family members was in the war, so that's why it's up here. But again, it don't bother me. Never really did, even after learning the history and educating myself. And do I think it's considered racist? No, not really. Not right off the bat. You know, because honestly, that's part of history. That's what happened. Now, you do have some people up here, they wave it, and they're waving it because they're racist. But it don't bother me, because I've grown up, I've educated myself, and people are going to think, do, and say what they want, regardless of how I feel about it.
Do you think that some people in this community wave it because it's a part of school pride? Like school pride and not necessarily racism or even the Confederacy or history or heritage, but rather just school pride?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I believe that. I think some people actually do. That's, you know, people take pride in where they go to school and what they do, especially if they play sports. I did. You know, I wasn't up here waving it around or nothing, but, you know, I took pride because I played sports. I was an athlete. That's what I did. I represent my school, and I try to be good at what I did and represent my school to the best. So, yeah, definitely.
Did it make you, going back to when the folks at Welch were sort of poking fun at you and giving you a hard time for it, did it make you think differently of your identity or the people that you were playing with on the team because of another community's perspective?